We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
CP the franchise, NBA analyst. CP, I want to start you with this question. Knicks Fans TV, ready? But also overall basketball analyst. CP, I want to start you with this question. Ready? First of all, how you been? I haven't seen you in a minute.
How have you been? Is vacation finally over? You know, I'm looking for you.
Just
I'm looking
starting.
For Raj. Raj is, you know, he's city hopping all over the world, watching soccer games. You're MIA. I mean, me and Brendan, we're getting ready to start up our own thing on the Max Kellerman
Show. Yeah, that would be
show.
Very, very widely listened to. Listen, so what I want to ask you about is this. Yeah. I see Trae Young play. Dude, that looks like a top 10 player to me. He's putting a team on his back, and he's making a deep playoff run. I see Donovan Mitchell play. Second year in a row when he's on the court. That's a top 10 player, right? I see Devin Booker play. Holy Lord, this kid can play. How are the? Yeah. But then check this out. Just listen to these names, okay? LeBron, KD, Kawhi, Steph, Harden, AD, Embiid, Luka, Jokic, Giannis. That's 10. Yeah. Oh, that what? So, guys like Paul George, they're not top 15 players anymore. Because, dude, there's Trey, Booker, Donovan Mitchell, CP3, Kyrie, Westbrook, Bradley Beal, Paul George. What is that? Is that what is happening in the NBA? Is there a changing of the guard taking place before our eyes?
There is. And what we're seeing is we're seeing the present and the future. Superstars of the NBA, especially with LeBron James on his way out. What we saw last night from Trae Young was nothing short of magical, Max. I saw him live for the first four games of the Knicks series. He was incredible. You know, the late, great Kobe Bryant once said about Steph Curry, he said, "How do you guard a player who's comfortable taking the shots that the defense wants him to take?" And that's what we saw from Trae Young last night. There is no answer for him. He once said that Drew Holiday was the toughest defender he's ever faced. Well, he cooked Drew Holiday last night, and he cooked the Bucks defense last night. An absolute maestro out of the high pick and roll. As soon as he turns that corner, he's a triple threat, whether it's the floater, whether it's the lob over the top, or getting it out to one of many three-point shooters. The kid is absolutely phenomenal, man. Now his third straight road victory in the first game of the playoffs. He stole the game against the Knicks. He dominated Philadelphia, and now he dominated the Bucks.
As was
absolutely
pointed out,
incredible.
CP, the franchise on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. As was pointed out during the broadcast last night, Brooke Lopez is unplayable because of Trae Young's pick and roll. And I can't even blame Drew Holiday. Like, he's getting no help. And Kenny Smith broke it down at one point. He and Shaq started arguing, but he broke it down. Like, no defender can stop Trae Young one-on-one. Drew Holiday can do the best possible job, but you're going to need some help. He has been absolutely phenomenal. But CP, so has Devin Booker when he's been on the floor.
Yeah.
So was Donovan Mitchell. So let's expand the 10 to 12. Let's say the top 10 slots, unless you disagree, are some order of LeBron, KD, Steph, Harden, Kawhi, AD, Embiid, Jokic, Luka, and Giannis. Okay, like those topped. It's hard to take one of those guys off. So there are two more slots for the top 12.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So here are your candidates, as far as I'm concerned. You can add anyone you want. Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Trae Young, CP3, Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, Paul George. I'm not even getting to, like, there are lots of dudes I'm leaving off now. Who rounds out the Dirty Dozen? You got two more slots. Pick them.
Two more?
Yep.
Man, oh, man.
888, I have to
go
ESPN.
I have to go Spider for sure. I have
Spider
to go Spider
for sure. Okay. Ooh, I, all right, I think wait, just, before you reveal, yeah. before you reveal, if yeah. Spider's on for sure, there's one more slot. Is it going to be Trae Young, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal? Who gets the 12th slot?
At this level of play, I have to give it to Trae Young, not just for his scoring ability, but listen, Max, this guy finished second in the league in passing. He's a playmaker. We cannot forget that. Yep. So he is truly a dynamic threat out there, and I have to give that to him. Over Book. Book has been great. He's been great in the playoffs and certainly on the rise. He's a superstar himself. But Trae Young's playmaking ability, he's playing a lot more under control in this season as compared to seasons past. And he's also, you know, dynamic up from three, dynamic on the perimeter. He's a triple threat.
I think I agree with you. It's a really tough call, but just understand what you're saying. What you just said means Chris Paul is not a top 12 player in the league. Kyrie Irving is not a top 12 player in the league. Neither is Devin Booker. I mean, are those the next three in? Are those three guys the next three in? And that rounds up the top 15. So no Paul George, no Bradley Beal, no Russell Westbrook.
I'm not putting in Beal. He's too one-dimensional. Great scorer. One of the best in the league, no doubt about it. One-dimensional. CP3 he's still at the top, but he's more of a leader now. You know, the numbers is not going to strike out at you. You know what I mean? He's still a leader. He's still floor general out there, an extension of the coach. You got to give CP3's respect. Big game for him tonight.
Oh, you know who I left out?
Paul George, I'm leaving off the list.
You know who I left out? I have to redo it. Damian Lillard.
Lillard. I had Dame. I had Dame in my top 10.
Dame's not top 10. Is he top 10?
Yeah, I put Dame in my top 10.
So who's out of your top 10?
All right, here's the top 10 I had. I had KD, LeBron, Harden, the Greek Freak, Dame, Jokic, Luka Doncic, Steph, and Kawhi Leonard.
So you don't have I think Spider-Man Embiid. Mitchell. Embiid was going to be MVP this year, but missed a few too many games. He was about to be MVP.
He was. I had to put the real MVP. I had to put Jokic in there.
But only because, like, he was better than Jokic. He didn't play as many games. He's the best two-way player in the game right now, you could argue, Embiid. He's not in your top 10. So if he's 11.
I got to give playmaking an edge, Max.
What about Jason Tatum?
Tatum's in the top 15, definitely.
Embiid's 11, he ain't lower than 11, right? You can't. I mean, he's really top 10, but okay, you're going to put him 11. Yeah. Now you're talking. Do you see what's going on in the NBA, people? You're going
it's good
to
problems
leave.
To have, man.
It sounds to me like Chris Paul and either Chris Paul, Devin Booker, or Kyrie Irving are not in your top 15. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. What's Trae Young's ceiling, CP?
At this pace, Max, and I'm factoring in the playmaking because the scoring is always going to be there. You know, he had that reputation coming out of Oklahoma, but his facilitating ability as well, he could end up being one of the best point guards of our time. No doubt about it. If you're going to have this type of scoring arsenal and combine that with the fact that you're also a playmaker, I mean, the alley-oop off the glass in the third quarter of last night's game to John
it's
Collins was absolutely incredible.
The Harlem Globetrotter shot.
Yeah. I mean, the kid is fearless. He's a leader. He's cold-blooded. He could be, if he maintains at this pace, he truly could be one of the greats.
Look, Steph is better than Trey in every way until it matters most. Steph shimmies in the regular season. Trey shimmies in the playoffs. And you would rather have the guy who shimmies in the playoffs because he just did something big.
See, there's no lead safe when this kid is on the court. No lead is safe.
CP, there you have it. He was very, very hard on Joel Embiid, who he says is not a top 10 player. Called him a bum. That's messed up. Doesn't have CP3 in his top 15. Just ruthless today, CP. Really. Ruthless. All right. Listen, there he is.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. CP the Franchise on the Goodyear Hotline. Check him out. Knicks Fan TV. Knicks are doing great in the playoffs right now. They're not in the playoffs right now.
So the Lakers, the Nets, and the Mavs. The Lakers, the Nets, and the Mavs. You're scrambling looking for a new team now, Max. You're scrambling looking for a new team.